U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today welcomed Indonesia's transition to democracy and stressed Washington's desire for stronger ties with Southeast Asia to bring change in Myanmar. After talks with Indonesia's foreign minister in the capital, Jakarta, Clinton said the two nations intended to move forward in areas ranging from climate change to security and counterterrorism. The United Nations Human Rights Envoy for Myanmar, Thomas Quintana, headed for the country's new capital, Naypyidaw, today for possible meetings with senior military figures. He was in the eastern Karen state this weekend, where the military regime is accused of committing atrocities against the ethnic Karen people. The director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, told us more.
In eastern Burma, there are the Karen, Kareni and Shan ethnic groups. They have faced persecution now for up to 60 years. The United Nations has accused the regime of breaking the Geneva Convention by deliberately targeting civilians. They have a huge military presence there. They're attacking villages in the jungles and mountains. More than 3,200 have been destroyed in the past 12 years. That's double the number in Darfur and Sudan. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced from their homes. Some are in refugee camps in Thailand. Half a million are internally displaced. We've seen systematic use of rape as a weapon of war against ethnic people. After Christmas, a seven-year-old Karen girl was raped and murdered by a Burmese army soldier. No action was taken. In fact, the family were threatened because they complained to the authorities about the attack. So this is the kind of situation that is really going on in Karen state. But unfortunately, we can be sure that the UN envoy on human rights would not be taken to the areas where these sort of human rights abuses are being committed.